For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. As Illinois attempts to balance its books, it's dipping into pots of money meant to help cities and towns pay for services. And local officials are looking for options. One idea is to make it easier for smaller cities to gain home rule status. That allows those towns to have more flexibility in how they operate. Home rule governments can borrow more money for big road projects, set more zoning rules, and yes, institute more taxes. Macomb Mayor Michael Amon was in Springfield recently to push for the proposal. To get home rule status, a town has to have at least 25,000 people, or the town's voters have to agree on it. Macomb has just about 18,000 residents.
Macomb does not have home rule authority, so we have some unique challenges that we are somewhat hamstrung without the ability to garner additional tools to deal with those challenges.
The Illinois Municipal League wants to lower that threshold to 5,000 people. 169 communities would be added under that threshold, nearly doubling the number of home rule cities in the state. That would include smaller communities such as Poplar Grove, which sits northeast of Rockford. Owen Costanza is mayor of the village of about 5,200 people. The village does not have a police force, and Costanza says gaining home rule status would help Poplar Grove enforce things like
parking, garbage cans, people driving their ATVs through other people's backyard, dirt bikes, campfires in the back, people burning stuff.
For Costanza and other supporters, it's about local control. But some see other motivations.
There is the opportunity for sort of a never-ending cycle of property tax increases without any direct say by voters. A lot of communities that have implemented this end up creating a much more costly environment for the people who live and work there.
That's John Broadbooks, spokesman for the Illinois Realtors. The group has been fighting home rule referendums across the state. He says the threshold should be left where it is, and towns should have to go to their residents directly if they want to increase property taxes or other taxes like they have to now. On the other hand, lowering property taxes is an argument Jeff Eder made recently in favor of home rule. Eder is the city administrator for East Peoria.
We are on the Illinois River. We're adjacent to Peoria, Illinois.
In the last 10 years, East Peoria has changed a lot.
We've got a Costco, we've got Target, you got Walmart, Lowe's, Bass Pro, plus a whole host of restaurants and smaller retailers. We've transformed an old industrial area into commercial.
With a population of 22,000, the city is just a few thousand short of gaining home rule status.
Being a home rule municipality allows you to put some optional taxes. We can use increased sales tax or restaurant tax where we have a community like ours, where we have a lot of people from many communities coming in and using our facilities, spread that burden of payment around to everybody versus just hitting our residents through a property tax increase.
Why does East Peoria need the money? Two words, pensions and potholes. The way Eder tells it, falling sales tax and casino revenue on top of rising pension costs has put the city in a bind, and it doesn't have the money to pay for things like road and sewer improvements.
We're not putting money back in our infrastructure. The most noticeable is road. So I get more and more complaints about the potholes.
There could be a lot of potholes on the road to home rule qualification for communities like East Peoria. To change the Constitution, voters would have to agree to it in November. Before it can get there, 3/5 of the legislature has to okay getting the question on the ballot, a move Broadbook says is a high hurdle. I'm Mary Hansen.